3, 2, 1, welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here as we continue to humble ourselves before the Lord, especially in reading His Word and asking for wisdom from the Holy Spirit. And so we're trying to encourage one another by reading through different parts of the Bible. Right now we're in Judges, and Judges is, we're just here because we're kind of doing this from the beginning. We started in Genesis a while back, and here we are in Judges. So we're coming up. This is the first of the heroes, if you will, of Judges. He's already been mentioned, and now we're going to see him again. So we're going to jump right in here to Judges chapter 3. But remember, this is Caleb's brother who did go in and defeat a group of people to win Caleb's daughter. And so now we're going to fast forward, and this is a different time, different attack. So verse 7 of chapter 3 of Judges. And the people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. They forgot the Lord their God and served the Baals and the Asheroth. Therefore, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia. And the people of Israel served Cushan-Rishathaim 8 years. When the people of Israel cried out to the Lord, the Lord raised up a deliverer for the people of Israel who saved them. Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. So the Spirit of the Lord was upon him, and he judged Israel. He went out to war, and the Lord gave Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand. And his hand prevailed over Cushan-Rishathaim. So the land had rest for 40 years. Then Othniel, the son of Kenaz, died. And we'll stop there because it's a good place to stop. And I'm terrible with these names. But Othniel has come to the battle again. Now, we have to sort of put it in perspective. For 8 years, he also did nothing. And there might have been some undertows of, hey, man, you should raise up an army or whatever. We just know that this king of Mesopotamia was ruling over the Israelites. And all of a sudden, God decided, okay, that's enough. They've learned their lesson. They're crying out to me. They're going to come back. And God knew they weren't, but he has compassion on his people. And so we see that verse 9, but when the people of Israel cried out to the Lord, that's when the Lord raised up Othniel. So Othniel goes and does God's bidding. He's got the hand of the Lord on him. And then for 40 years, they have rest. Now in this part of Israel, and this is where it gets a little tricky with some of these kings, there are different things that happen at the same time. So this isn't, we don't know actually in this case, was this all of Israel or was it not? But regardless of that, we see God being compassionate even when the people are getting what they deserve. And that's what we need to realize. I came to a crossroads in my walk with the Lord when I came to realize that if God was fair, we would all be burning in hell. All of us. Praise God, he's not fair. He's compassionate and he's merciful. And the scriptures talk about how those who cry out to him for mercy receive mercy. Those who call on his name. And so that we are to believe. The way we're saved is that we believe that the God raised Jesus Christ from the grave. We repent of our sins. We know that we can't make it. We need Jesus. We need the Savior. We're sinners. We need a Savior. Jesus is that Savior. And so we call out on his name. And it says that if you believe in your heart and confess with your lips that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that God the Father raised him being Jesus, from the dead, then you will be saved. So there's an aspect of this faith that God gives us, and it comes out of our heart and of our mind. And there's this confessing, repenting and confessing Jesus as Lord, and how really not just once, but in everything that we say and do, it becomes clearer and clearer that we are His and that we really believe that. And that's what's really lacking here. They're not going to be living as if they really believe it. And I think it's an indictment too on many of us living today in the wealthiest part of the world, in the greatest time. Never has so many people lived so well ever on this planet. And look at the mess we're in. Lord, we need you. Give us wisdom. Give us grace. Lord, come quickly. In Jesus' name. God bless you guys. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.